Kolatz boyis and not shavis. That means the kids, so the Avera Tashmish is not, every person, every man has different Avera. So he meant to say is maybe this Almana, she first lived with one husband. They had Tashmish very good. That Avera went into her very well. Maybe your Avera won't go into her. So she'll think that you're not as good as her first husband has come to hate you. So it's not a good Avera to marry even in Almana. The Rashbam, Shein Kolatz boyis shavis. Avera Tashmish. The Avera of Tashmish. Shumatayach Shein Tashmish Shoshozeh. It could be you won't be so good to us like the first husband was. And Tisnoi Sasha, come to hate you. Therefore, don't marry Namona. Now, mitzvah v'guf godol is oichol peris. V'loi schar mitzvah v'guf tor. What does that mean? Mitzvah v'guf godol. Doing a mitzvah with a big body, v'guf godol, it means im tirza lasis mitzvah. The gam tishtakevo, you want to do a mitzvah, and you also want to get the guf godol, means you want to get a lot of schar back for that. What should you do? Oichol peris v'loy schar. That means hilve mois lechavercha, lend money to your friend al karka, lechol peris penachiyisa. Let's lend money to your friend, and you'll take a mashkin back, you'll take security back his field, and you'll eat the peris of his field. Lechol peris penachiyisa. So who is the Charlotte from Ribbis? If I'm lending you money and I'm taking back for your security of your karka, your field, if I'm going to eat the payers, that's mamish Ribbis, that's awesome. But there's a het in the Gemara there, but see, if you do ben chiyaita. That means I say like, I'm going to eat this year's crop of fruit and I'll take off $10 from the loan. Bizul, even though the fruits is worth $100 and I'm only taking off $10, but that's mutter. She tenake le dovem mut min adomim. She tenake kemashkanta de surah. That's a loch like a mashkin of pleasure when it didn't surah. Vainu reva godol. It's a reva godol. You get some profit here. The gam mitzvah. You're also doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah halvo. She yesh lo lulvois leloiva schar revach. She sarach lemois teschara. You're doing a mitzvah because you're lending money to Reuven and Reuven needs that money to do business with it. So lemaister Reuven is happy by getting your money. Even though you're taking back the fields from Reuven, and you're also gaining on the deal, you're going to have the rights now to eat the fruit this year. So even though Stam eats the fruit is not much ribbis, that's also the rights on. But there are finding there are certain ways that it's mutter. The way that it's mutter is that's called mashkanta de surya. That's called benachiyisa. And looks as if what the deal, the way it looks is really like I'm buying the field off you this year. That's the way it looks. Because I'm paying you money, the $100, as if to say, for this year, I'm buying the crop, the field, this year. So that's why I have a right to eat the peris this year, and I'm taking off from the money. You don't have to pay me back $100 anymore. You pay me back only $10. You have to pay me back $90. So with the extra $10, like I'm buying the right to eat this peris. So that's a heter. So that's the way you could do a mitzvah and get schar back also. So again, a mitzvah of a guf gadol is eichel peris. V'loy schar mitzvah. V'guf tor. No, that's one zach. Schar mitzvah v'godol. Mitzvah v'guf godol oichol peris. Oichol peris v'loy schar. Now, mitzvah v'guf tor, what about if you want to do a mitzvah? And not that you want to get reward back, but you want to do mamash mitzvah l'shem shemayim. The guf tor means you're doing it only l'shem shemayim, not with any kavanah to get back any schar, any reward. It is nois isha, marry another lady, marry a wife, v'loy bonim, even though you already have children. That's called you marrying l'shem shemayim. But if you marry a lady, a wife, the pasha doesn't mean a second wife, I mean even if your first wife died, but if you marry another wife, even though you already have children, that's called the Shem Shemayim. I'm not sure exactly why. Abba Devorim Tziva Rabbeinu HaKodesh Es Bonif. Four things Rabbeinu HaKodesh told his son. Al Tidor Bish Chantziv. Don't live in Chantziv. Why not? Why don't live in the city? Mishum the Letz Nehevi. Because there are all a bunch of Letzonim jokers there. Don't live amongst the jokers. They'll make you a joker also. And that's a terrible thing. Leitzonis. Don't sit on top of a shiksa's bed. Don't sit. Now, why not? It means to say, don't go to sleep like a shiksa goes to sleep. Just a guy doesn't say Krishna, you also don't go to sleep without saying Krishna. That's what he meant to say. Vikav Yami, some say, means to say, the Leitinsav Giyurta. Don't marry Giyurus. That's what he meant to say. Vikav Yami, Armis Mamish. He meant to say, don't sleep Mamish on a Shikshah's bed, on a Gayusha bed. Why not? Because once happened to Maisa of Rav Papa, that the Maisa there was is that a kid died, and they wanted to blame it on Rav Papa, so they put the kid underneath the bed, and they told Rav Papa, sit down on this bed. And if he would have sat down on the bed, they would have said, you know, Papa, you just killed the kid. So what happened there was, the Maisa Papa didn't sit down on the bed. But the Maisa Shoya, be careful never to sit on a bed that belongs to a Shiksa. You can never know what she wants, what trouble she wants to get you into. So the Rashbam, Vika the Army of Mitar Mois Mamish, Mishu Maisa Rav Papa, Shoya Shamoya Sachas, Chayavis Le Mois, a certain Shiksa owed Rav Papa money. Venichnas Bebeisa Ligvoy Semenu. So Rav Papa came into a house to collect the money. Chong says Beno, so she mamish killed her own kid. The nitla soy alamita, and she put him under the bed. Who she nitla her papa, and her papa came in, Amr loy shave alamita. She told her papa, sit down on my bed. Achi yavi masecha, till I bring you the money. The chain also, that's what he did. And the papa did sit down. Who geshabosa, when she came back, Amr loy, him to as beni, you killed my kid. O baruch lemen amadina, maybe her papa had to run out of the city. So mishun, that maisa, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his child, never sit on a goyisha bed. And don't run away from paying taxes. Don't try and jip the taxes. Why not? Because maybe they'll catch you and they'll take away all the money you have. So it's not kedai to jip on taxes, not to pay taxes, and try and jip the government, because maybe they'll get you back and take away everything. It's not kedai. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding a kuf yud beis and beis. We're holding. Yeah. Oshin Miller, first a few lines here. Kol diisli v'altamod befnei hashor pishor shoyla min ha'agam. When a shore, when an ox comes up from the swamps, from the yagam, don't stand in front of him. Because the sotan is dancing between his horns. So stay away from a shore, an ox, when he comes up from the yagam. Doesn't really mean, this Rashbam says, doesn't really mean the sotan is there. Just means the shore is meshuga then. So stay away from him. Omer Rabbi Shmuel. Bishor Shochar, we're talking about a black ox over Yoyne Nisan, the days of Nisan. She said, Rashbam says, Shatzmochim Oilim, the gas libay v'noigach. Since everything is growing then, he feels very high, and he'll hurt you then. Toni Rav Oishio, Ma'achikin Mishor Tam Chamishamama. Stay away from a short time means if he only hits somebody one time, he's not muchzik yet, stay away 50 yams. Mishor Muad, if you know this ox already hit somebody three times already, he's a Muad. Stay away from him, the complete eyesight. As long as you can't see him, stay away from him. Tana Mishmei the Rebbe Meir. Learn from the name of Rebbe Meir. That Reish Tura Vedikula. When an ox has his head inside the basket when he's eating food, is Sakli Igra. You better jump or run up to the roof. Veshadi Dagi Matuscha. And throw away the ladder from underneath you. In other words, at that time the shore is aiming to do damage, so maybe you'll be afraid. Maybe it'll harm you. Shpam says, Revusi, it's a chiddush. Afilu kisharosh hashor b'toich hasal, even when its head is in the middle of the basket, shuoichu boi v'torek b'achilosa, and he's busy eating, still you should know he could do harm to you. So Mela, run upstairs to the attic and throw away the ladder. Omer Rav, Nizor de Tura hein hein. How does an ox make noise? How does an ox make noise? Is hein hein. That's the way he makes noise. So Shpam learns, Shalom, what does it mean? Rashbam says, Lachash ala shor shlegenu. Some say that means it's a lachash. Say these words, hein hein, and it'll stop the shor from doing harm to you. The near Rashbam doesn't like that. The near Rabbeinai, Shein alachash, shel agarosh, agoya boy, bloshin azer, liyafrichum olav, agadeshiasim locha v'chein kulam. Now this is the way you whistle to your shor. If you want your shor to do something, or you want it to go away from you, you say hein hein. Hey, that's the way you talk to an ox. Nizor diari, how do you talk to a lion? Zeze,
you want a lion to go away from you, say zeh zeh. Nizo de gavla, if you want to talk to a camel, tell a camel, hey, come, or tell a camel to go away, do do, so you talk to a camel. Nizo de arva, if you want to talk to a ship, is hilni, he, hila, fehila, hulia. That's what he says to the ship. So this is a bit of shver, it's less pshat. Like, you don't tell the ship, come here. Like, he's not a person to listen to. But this pshat. These are the things you say to a ship. Maybe it means also, before you want the ship to get going, that's the way you talk to the whole staff. You start telling them, let's get going. You say, hilni, he, hila, hilka, that's what you say to them. Omer abaya, or skin, dog, fish, the kois and the glass, cup, chamin hat, ubeitzim and eggs, the kinim lehonim, and lice that are on a linen, kulan koshel adover acher. They're all bad for something, adover acher, Rashbam again says it means tsaras. It's bad to cause leprosy. Or, what does it mean skin is bad for tsaras? Man degani amashcho de tzola. Someone that lies down on a piece of skin that wasn't finished yet. It's still by the tanner. Whereas the skin wasn't turned into leather yet, and if you sleep on it, lie in it, it's dangerous for leprosy. Dag, what's wrong with fish? Shibuta b'yom nisan. This type of a fish, shibuta, in the days of nisan, it's harmful, and it could cause saras. Kais, what does it mean, a kais, a cup? Shiyurei kais of the harsna. It means a leftover kais of the harsna, means like fish brine. If you have the type of soup that you made fish in, so if you have it in a cup, the leftover, if you drink the leftover of it, it's there for tzaras. Chamin, what does hot water mean? Chamimi de chamimi. If it's very hot, boiling hot water, mishadru alayu. If a person throws it upon himself, as he's used to washing himself with very, very hot water, that's no good for tzaras. Beitzim, eggs. Man de madra chaklipin. Somebody that walks over the shells of eggs, that's bad for tzaras. The bad thing that could cause you tzaras. Kinim levonim. What's wrong with the lice that's on linen? Man de mechaver levushay. Somebody that has his linen clean, give it to the cleaners. For loynota leitim neyomi, doesn't wait 8 days. Vice says after you clean it, you should wait 8 days before you use it. For hoda lovishlo, and you wear it before the 8 days are up, is brian hanach kinim. These kinim, the lice that was there from before, become strong now. The koshna davracha, and they make it bad for you for tzaras. That's what it means. If you don't wait a complete 8 days, it's not healthy. Omar Papa, they saw the Ispe Shunra, a house that has a cat. Loinayo be inish b'loimisani. Don't walk into that house unless you're wearing shoes. My time, why? Mishum de Shunra kotelachira. Because cats kill snakes. The ochule, and they eat them up. The Ispe bichira garmiktini. And sometimes a snake has nice and small bones, that the cat doesn't eat up, he leaves the bones over. Now, v'yosav lo garma d'chiyura akarya, now if a small bone from this snake, will go into your foot, le'nofik, you won't be able to get it out anymore. V'yistakele, it'll give you harm. So therefore, don't walk into the house that has a cat there without shoes. Because you have to be afraid, he ate up a snake, and the small bones are around, and they'll harm you. Ikadiyami, some say, they saw the last patient, Mufaket, the opposite, of a house that does not have a cat there, Lenayel Bay, don't walk in there altogether. Lenayel Bay Inish. Or else Bahachro, don't walk in there at night. Bahachro means when it's dark. The Chayshach. My time, why not? Dilma Michrach Bay Chibure, Chaviyah, maybe a snake will ring around you. Veloyoda, and you won't know about it, a mistaken, and it'll harm you. As if there's a cat there, vice versa, cat eats up the snakes. But if there's no cat there, you have to be afraid the snake is there, and it'll ring around you. Today I don't think we'll chayshit for this. Gimel Dvorim, Tzibur, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yisiyas, Rabbi. Three things Rabbi Yishmael told Rabbi. Al tas mum b'yatmecha. Don't make a mum, don't make a something wrong with yourself. Mahi, what does that mean? What do you mean to tell him? It means, loy tehev l'cha dina b'ha betlosa. Don't ever go to a din Torah with three other people. Don't ever be like you're arguing against three people, and together you and the other three people go together to din Torah. Why not? Because they'll turn their backs on you, and they'll come out to chad hevi baldinach. Out of those three people, only one of them will go but Torah he's arguing against you. For Trey Sadi and the other two people will turn away, and they'll become Adis. And they'll say not like you. Now it's a question. You say he owes you money. He says no, you owe him money. So now if you say those three people owe you, don't go with three people to Besdin. because those three will divide up. One person will come and say that you owe him money, and the other people will be Edim, two Edim, and they'll come to Bezdin, so that guy's going to have two Edim on his side, and you won't have two Edim, you lose out. So don't go to Din Torah one against three. That's called don't make a mumi atzcha, don't do something bad to yourself. The Al Talmud ala mekach b'shor shein l'chodamin. Don't go to a store like and talk to the guy, maybe you want to buy it if you don't have money. Not nice, because maybe somebody else is going to see your interest in buying it, and they won't buy it. And really, you have no intentions of buying it, because you don't have money right now. So if you don't have money, don't go to a store like to show somebody you're interested in buying it, because it'll only bother other people that would want to buy it. Ishtecho tovlo, an isha that went to the mikvah, al tiskak lo laila rishayna, don't have tashmish with her the first night. Now we'll soon see. That's not the way we do bizman as it. We'll soon see. Now, Omar Rav explained, what does it mean to say that the night your wife goes to the mikvah, don't be with her? What does that mean? Over nidah d'oraisa. He meant to say, midiraisa. Hoyol v'huskak mayim pesuach. That a nidah d'oraisa is like this. Midiraisa, when an isha sees nidah d'adam, for 7 days she's tummy midiraisa. Whether she sees or not, even if she sees for 7 days straight, when it comes the night of the seventh day, right before it comes the night, she can go to the mikvah, and she's Torah then, even though she saw today. Because midiraisa, the first 7 days, she's tummy no matter what. And at that night, she goes to the mikvah. So we're saying now, let's say she saw the seventh day by day. Now she goes to the mikvah at night, midiraisa, she's mutter to you. In that case, in diraisa de gadinim, don't have tashmas that night. Why not? Because since hoya v'huchsak mayim pasuach, since she was seeing dam today, so her mayim, her flow of blood, was open today, Dilma Moshe Ziva, maybe she'll see again tonight Bishas Tashmas. So therefore, on the side we're not choshed the Rabbonim the Kalochis, as before the Rabbonim made the Takonis. As the Dindi Raisa, if Anisha saw Dam today, even though she goes to the mikvah tonight and she's Mutter, don't have Tashmas that night. Because it's likely that she'll see Dam. But as mine is that, Dam Nageya, because we hold always you have to have Zayin Akim, you have to wait 7 days so she doesn't see at all. So then, Fashetza, when he goes to the mikvah, Faket, there's a mitzvah to be together. There's no chash, it's not called the Mayim Pesuach now, because she didn't see the last 7 days. Shloisha Dvorim, Tzivor Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Es Rabbi. Three things Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi. Al Taitzi Yechidi Balayla, don't go out yourself at night. The Al Tama, the Fnei Haner Orim, don't be in front of a candle undressed. The Al Tikones, Lemerchat Chodesh, don't go into a new bathhouse. Shema Tifchas, maybe the floor will cave in on you. It's a new bathhouse, not so strong yet. Ad kama till how long? I'm Yeshua ben Levi, Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. His first letter be 12 months. The first 12 months, don't go into the bathhouse. So Shalom, maybe the floor will cave in on you. Yeah. Shalom means their bathhouse, not more philosophic, maybe will cave in. I'm Yeshua ben Levi, yet. The Al Talmud b'fnei haner orim. Don't be undressed in front of a candle. The Tanya, ho'aymer b'fnei haner orim. Somebody's undressed in front of a candle. Heve nichbe. He'll have epileptic. He'll have that namachla. The Yamishamish mitosel or haner. Somebody has tashmish in front of an or haner in front of the candle. Is also heavily bonim nichbe. The children will have this machla of epileptic. Tana rabbonim. Hamishamish mitosoi. Al mito shatinik yoshin alei. Somebody has tashmas with his wife, and he has a child on the bed. Is oisa tinik nichve. That child will get epileptic. V'loy amor nason yisid el d'loy heve bashosa. If he's not 1 year old, avol heve bashosa. If the kid is already a year old, less lanvot, then he won't get this epileptic. V'loy amor nason yisid el d'goni lahadi kari. If the kid is sleeping by their feet, avol goni lahadi reisha. If the kid is sleeping by their heads, less lambo, then nothing will happen to him. It was only said, you don't put your hand on top of the kid. You put your hand on top of the kid, less lambo, nothing will happen to him. Then you have said, I'll take the shidi balayla, don't go out yourself at night. Titania, lo yetzi yechidi balayla, loy balayla reviosa, don't go out Tuesday night, but loy balayla shabbos, not Friday night, Shabbos by night. Don't go out yourself these 2 nights. Why? The shade that's around, roaming around these nights, is Agres Bas Machlo. That's her name. Ushmoina Asara Rebuya Shamalche Chavola Yoitzin. She has 18, 10,000, there's 180,000 a malchei chavol to go with them. V'chol echad v'echad, every one of these 180,000, yesh lo rishus l'chabal, has a right to destroy. Mifnei atzle, will eat by each one of them. So Mela, don't go out these two nights, that's when they're shchich in the roads. So the Mara Mi'ikari have a shchich l'kuli yayim. At the beginning, they were shchich the whole day, every day, they were around these mazikim. You had to be careful from them. Zim nechoda pogab Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. One time, she met up with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He's the queen of them all. Shegeres bas machlus. This queen of all the Malach, the Malach Chavola, she met up with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Omrule, she said to him, Ilav de machriz nalach berkiyav, not that I heard that in Shemayim, that they told me, Heziro bechananya, watch out for my chananya. Chanina. Over Tarosa and his Torah, Sakanticha, I would have harmed you. But now that they told me in Shemayim, I have to watch out for you, I won't harm you. Omar law, so he said back to her, Ichashivna Vrikiya, if I'm Choshev in Shemayim, they care about me, Goizer ani alecha, make an exer upon you, Mazikim, Shleitavure b'yishaloylem. You don't have a right to come amongst people at all. Omar Lesha, she answered back, Vamatu simnoch, Shafkli Ravchaputa. She said, that's too much to kick me out of here altogether. Let me come sometimes, little bit, give me right to be here. In Shavak Los, he left over, he said, okay, Leli Shavos is Leli Riviyosa. These two nights I give you a shift to come around. On Friday night, because usually people don't walk out on Shabbos night, and on Tuesday night. So therefore, Al-Gemar says, these two nights you shouldn't walk out Yechidi, because these are the two nights I still have a shift to go around. Although the Sul Chod is in, that happened another time though, that Pogabe Babaya, has this Agris met up with this queen of the Shadim, met up with Abaya. Ormula, she said to Abaya, Ilav the Machriz Nalach of Rekiah, if they didn't announce in Shemayim, that Hiziru ben Achmeni, watch out for my Abaya and Achmeni, over Taros in his Torah, Hebe Sekatich, I would have put you in danger. So Ormula, Abaya said back to her, Ichashivna Rekiah, if I'm a Choshev person in Shemayim, so Gorzani Alaychu, I'm going to make zero, I'm going to put a degree upon you, that you should not be allowed to come amongst people at all, not even Friday nights and Tuesday nights. But even after Abaya's Gzera, we still see them walking around sometimes. I, Abaya, may Gzera not to come. I'm Rihani, after they come around, I'll tell you, they're small streets,